From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump still won't say if he intends to fire Special Counsel Robert Mueller, who got the court's position to search the office of his personal attorney.
Well, I think it's a disgrace what's going on. We'll see what happens.
Trump called the raid an attack on our country and a whole new level of unfairness. According to the Washington Post, Michael Cohen is under federal investigation for possible bank fraud, wire fraud, and campaign finance violations. The U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, says the United States will respond to a suspected deadly chemical weapons attack in Syria. Cindy Sain has more.
The State Department tells VOA they have seen reports that Saturday's suspected chemical weapons attacks in Douma, Syria, left up to 85 people dead and more than 1,000 injured, including many women and children.
We have reached the moment when the world must see justice done.
Russia's ambassador to the UN, Vasily Nemenzia, said Russian specialists on the ground have found no evidence of a chemical weapons attack. Cindy Sain, VOA News.
Zimbabwe will invite Western powers to monitor its national elections for the first time in more than 15 years, ending a ban imposed by veteran former leader Robert Mugabe. The vote scheduled for July is seen as a major test for President Emmerson Mnangagwa's democratic credentials since he came to power in November after a de facto army coup ousted the 94-year-old Mugabe. Zimbabwe will invite the United States, the EU Commission and Parliament, Australia and the Commonwealth among 46 countries and 15 organizations. This is VOA News. The daughter of former double agent Sergei Skripal has been released from hospital. Dr. Christine Blanchard made the announcement on Tuesday.
We have now discharged Yulia from Salisbury District Hospital. Yulia has asked for privacy from the media, and I want to reiterate her request. I also want to take this opportunity to wish Yulia well.
She went on to say that although Sergei Skripal was recovering more slowly than his daughter, the hospital hoped he would be able to be released soon. In due course. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg will face tough questions on Capitol Hill this week following revelations that the Trump-affiliated political firm Cambridge Analytica accessed the data of as many as 87 million users of the social media site during the 2016 election. Catherine Gibson reports.
Facebook executives faced tough questions last fall about the role ads played in the 2016 election. But the scale of the Cambridge Analytica scandal will bring Zuckerberg face-to-face with lawmakers for the first time. Lawmakers will want to know if Facebook violated a 2011 agreement with the Federal Trade Commission, promising users that third-party apps could only access information needed to function. Catherine Gibson, VOA News, Capitol Hill.
Malaysia's ruling coalition could have its power tested in what many expect to be a close contest in the coming elections, Dhruv T.K. Carr explains.
For the first time in more than 60 years, Malaysia's ruling coalition could find itself on the political back foot as it fights to keep its grip on power in next month's elections. It's what some are calling the toughest test for the Barisan Nasional Coalition. Concerns over its candidate incumbent Prime Minister Najib Razak continue to grow. That's as Razak's government struggles to keep rising living costs at bay, fueling public anger. Add to that, Najib's been plagued by accusations of mismanaged finances at Malaysian State Development Fund, 1MDB.
That was Dhruv T.K. Carr. The United States begins construction on a new border wall in Santa Teresa, New Mexico. Ryan Brooks has that story.
New Mexico has broken ground on the newest part of President Donald Trump's wall.
This is the beginning in this sector of the president's border wall.
The upgrades are part of new, tougher standards set by the Department of Homeland Security. Border Patrol officials say this section runs along what they call one of the border's biggest trouble spots. Construction of this section is set to run for around 400 days, and the U.S. Border Patrol says it will cost nearly $75 million.
A 112-year-old Japanese man born in 1905 is now recognized as the world's oldest man. Masazo Nonaka was born months before Albert Einstein published his theory of relativity.
That's the latest world news from VOA.